Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day. Half price vitamin and cosmetic sale on now. The Big
Breakfast. Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Willkommen, German cultured. It is the podcast. You can subscribe. Make sure you do because you get the content a whole lot easier. Plenty of fun today. We tried to solve a 40-year-old mystery.
Yeah, not much luck so far. Has anyone actually challenged the fact that this woman whose wallet we found may not be with us anymore? Like, is it? Have we checked?
Has
with
this turned
homicide?
Into Triple M's True Crime podcast? Is that?
Dun 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 dun.
I didn't like how Nick said she might be an old girlfriend of mine because I went to university and she's just only a couple of years older.
Well, she can't be because then she'll die.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean.
All your ex-girlfriends are now unfortunately deceased.
Different different causes of death in each one,
which is suspicious. But we will gloss over that.
Is that with everyone that you've been with, or just girlfriends?
No, you had to be girlfriend. We had to have an actual
relationship.
A key to the house.
You wouldn't die if it was a one-night stand. Let's put it that way.
Oh, that's good because that would wipe out half the population.
But if we got into a relationship and we were like a holding hands, go to the movies, have dinner, have them have sex, they all died.
Mm. Okay, because there'd be a lot of women around the world. I'm guessing.
Around the world.
Know, well, you know, he was a wallaby.
I'd like to talk about it, but I can't.
Oh,
a lot of Kiwis. You know what? In reality, was there was a lot of Kiwis.
Really?
Nick, have you toured New Zealand?
Yeah, I've been.
They're very enthusiastic girls.
What, they wanted an All Black and they got you?
No. They just love rugby players. I'm not talking
you
to you
sure?
anymore.
Well, not,
it's
yeah.
so fun. Funny out
They look
Lotto
at unfit comedians
one.
In a different light.
I bet they do.
I must say.
You know, you say to people when you're overseas and yeah, maybe you've done the silly business with them. Yeah, you got to come. If you're ever in Brisbane, look me up. That happened twice. Oh, my God.
Oh, hey,
Bruce. I wasn't serious.
Oh, no.
Where? You gave them
Where?
Your number.
When? Yeah, but I didn't have a like that. I know I told him I was living at a boys' school too as a boarding house master.
Oh,
Gus
no.
who?
No.
We continued the campaign today. QRL boss on. Try and get Cam Smith to play Origin again.
I'm a little disappointed he doesn't have the power to make him.
No.
You're the chairman.
Yeah, how was that?
Yeah. Yeah, come on. And, you know, use your coach. Queensland incentives. Here, have the Great Barrier Reef.
Mm. Yep. There you go.
It's
There's
getting
not much
closer
left.
And closer.
Give it away.
Getting closer and closer.
Revealed today as well, Marty. You don't wash your legs.
Oh, it was disgusting.
Not every day. One day a week sometimes. If I look down, I go, geez, you blokes are dirty because it's a long way down there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know those bowlers that can't bend down and they use that assisted device? Where they,
yeah.
You know, that's what you need. You just need like a... Have you ever seen the size of the toilet brush in the men's toilets here at Triple M?
No.
It's what, 1.4 metres long? I don't
really?
Know who invented that.
Yeah.
But that's
far,
what you need to clean your legs.
How far in the system are they looking to scrub?
I don't know.
With that brush.
Go in and have a look after this podcast.
Okay, do not use that on your legs. That is just disgusting.
So are you telling me the toilet brush in the women's toilets here is not 1.4 metres long?
No, it's not.
Did you
not.
Measure it with your Fat Max?
Well, I just know how.
Is that a toilet brush?
That
Fat
is a
Fat Max is a.
I just thought they were wet back scratches.
If you well, that's wrong. If you've seen the state of those toilets, though, it's for the reach, I'm pretty sure. So you
can stand outside.
You can stand ages away from
Look, there's 1.4 metres, Robin.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's about 1.2. No.
Yeah, that's about right.
Oh,
yeah.
Great. Thanks.
Look at that.
Yeah, ripper.
That's the longest toilet brush you've seen.
Marto with his tape measure.
Is that a 1-3-3-5-3?
Is that a phone topic tomorrow?
I know you can't call through to the podcast.
It's so long it should be attached to keys at like a. At a petrol station.
Oh, you're ridiculous.
Why don't they? When they give you the key and they give you a toilet brush.
Oh, you don't want to have a toilet brush behind the counter next to the darts.
Enjoy the catch-up.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
Hey guys, a really interesting story has popped up on Facebook and has been brought to our attention from Triple M in Coffs Harbour. Now, it involves a lost wallet and a woman by the name of Rachel has found this wallet. She joins us. Hey, Rachel.
Hi, how you going, guys?
What's it got to do with us?
Rach, tell us about this wallet.
Yeah, okay. So there is a bit of a link to you guys. We found a wallet in a little area of South Hill called Boronia Park. The kids were kind of fishing around in a bush and came out with this monkey-looking old thing, which turned out to be a wallet. We had a look at some of the ID and stuff, and it's at least 40 years old. And the lady had a Triple M, like, loyalty card thing for your radio station in Brisbane.
Was it a little blue card, little blue thing?
Yep.
Tell us what's in the wallet.
Okay, so there is, obviously, the the 104, the FM 104 card, a couple of bits of photo ID from her, I think it, they pertain to the library that she was a member of at St. Lucia University, a Commonwealth Bank card, and just some other sort of miscellaneous stuff. But the ones that I've got a photo on are really interesting. So she was a bit of a babe. She's got the 80s hair thing happening, and she would have been about 20 at the time of those photos. So it's really cool.
I went to University of Queensland in the 80s. Was there a student card there?
There is a student card, yeah.
Wow. Did it give a date of birth or anything? How old?
Yeah, I've got a date of birth, so she's turning 58 in July.
Wow.
In July. Okay, and what is her name?
Jennifer S. Sinclair.
Righto, so she would have started university in 78. Let's say Jennifer S. Sinclair, or that might be a maiden name, is now 58. What would she want? Which part of it would she want, do you think?
Well, I think the photo ID would be cool for her to have.
Yes.
And just all of it. I think it might just be interesting to know that her wallet's been found, you know, like, and I'd love to know how it got in the...
What was she doing at the age of 20 with a couple of...
Our first thought was somebody had probably nicked it and then just chucked it in there. Oh. And then we realised how old it was. I mean, that still could be the case. So who knows?
Where was it in Sortel? Like, was it in a river?
Near
was it in...
It was in the bush behind the beach. So it was in a little place called Baronia Park. So not well known for its criminal activity, but you never know.
Look, Rachel, we will certainly, you know, we've put this out on the radio.
We'll find her in the next half an hour.
If someone knows...
Oh, stop it. That'd be good.
Okay, yeah. If someone knows Jennifer Sinclair, who would be about 58 now, who went to uni at St. Lucia and may or may not have been in Sortel in, you know, 1980s and lost her wallet, we want to hear from you right now.
And we'll give a reward to whoever leads to the finding. How do the police say it? Whoever leads to the finding of the missing wallet.
Yeah, that's good. Good incentive.
Thank you, Rachel.
Don't worry, let me know. See you guys.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
So last night on the news, everyone's talking about the federal election, of course, but this was the wrap-up.
All the recent polling we've seen points to the fact that maybe the Liberal Party hasn't done quite enough. Now, a senior Labor source has told Nine News that Scott Morrison's path to victory is like a goat track, whereas Bill Shorten has a highway. So things are undoubtedly still tight and there are a few days to go, but everything at this point looks like a Labor win.
Which is quite possibly last week why a single punter has invested $1 million on Bill Shorten to win.
What price do you get?
I don't know.
What's important?
Okay, is it? Okay,
yeah, well, of course, you know what you're going to win.
$1 million at $2 is better than $1 million at $1.50.
Well, all I can tell you, it eclipses the previous record bet at Ladbrokes for $370,000 earlier this year on Winx.
Jeez, that's tough because I know there's form, like horses have form and you're going, but you know what Aussies hate?
What?
They hate being told what to do and how to think. And that's why there's upsets in these election things.
Massively. My mate the other year won $1,300 off a $100 bet.
On what?
3 days before the US election, Hillary Clinton was paying $1.05.
Yeah.
And one Mr. Donald Trump was paying
$13. $13? You can get him at
$13.
And he
took it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bookies aren't wrong very often. That's why they're still in business. Bookies who are still in business aren't wrong very often.
So would you lay a bet on, I so don't understand, but gambling, I don't do it. I never do. And whenever I want to talk about gambling, I have to come to you lot. So
we get so excited.
I know you do. And they, like, during the song, seriously, from about Tuesday onwards, they're already talking about Saturday. Yes, you are.
Well, about races we're talking, but we have got all the prices here. Now, Labor at the moment, you can't bet on if you can't go to the tab and walk in and bet on the election. But if you've got a betting organisation outside of Queensland for some strange reason. So here are the odds. Labor, okay, to win is paying $1.13. So that person, Robin,
puts
$1 million on. What does he win?
$130,000.
So he gets his million back.
$1,013,000. Do you think it's whatever the bet is plus $13?
No, I know you had the zeros. I'm okay, really.
Okay. No, but you were just a little bit confused there about whether it was $13,000 or $130,000.
So he'll get $130,000 but potentially loses $1 million.
That's
an idiot, mate.
Yeah, two horse race, the coalition. But if I said to you, they're paying $5.25 in a two horse race
for Scott Morrison to win.
Yeah.
What about Clive or Pauline?
Clive's paying, well, they don't have enough. They're paying $300. The Greens are paying $300 and Pauline's paying $500. If she can't, well, she can't win.
She can't win.
No, so that's what that's saying.
Okay, well, I'm...
So if you wanted a multi, you'd go...
Well, can't you just name them both?
Roosters will beat the Broncos. You go them into the Lions playing Adelaide. The Reds are playing New South Wales. Ooh, they're all a bit tough.
Come on, New South Wales. Who are you going to go with? Give me a multi, whatever that is.
Are we going to be down to the... tote on the weekend, just holding our tickets, watching the votes come in.
Saturday night.
Come on, Labor! Come on!
For 8 hours during the ABC coverage.
Still screaming, come on!
Oh, watch, here come the Greens on the outside.
At this point, I am going to say Gambler's Help is available, 1-800-858-858.
Clive Palmer, they've brought the tent out. They've brought the green tent out.
He is the top weight.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Motto, Robin and Nick Cody.
If there's only one thing you know about Origin football, it is that it came about because Queensland versus New South Wales, we were always fighting with one arm tied behind our back.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't allowed to have our players. The poker machine money in Sydney meant that all our good players went down there if they wanted to play professionally. The good ones stayed up here, but we weren't good enough to beat New South Wales because they used to put Queenslanders in their team. Origin started and it all turned around. Days are gone when we fight with one hand behind our back. That's why we have to pick Cam Smith. And I tell you, a bloke, I was a ball boy for him when I was a young man, when he was a top footballer here in Brisbane. He's now the QRL chairman, and he has tried to suggest to Kevin Walters that he should pick Cam Smith. Bruce Hatcher, good morning, and is that correct?
That's correct. Definitely.
What part of it is it, Craig? Do we need... You are agreeing with Cam Smith, yes?
Well, I mean, if you watch the weekend magic round and saw Cameron Smith lead Melbourne Storm, he is arguably still the best hooker and captain in the NRL. Provided so much enjoyment, leadership and sheer skill over a lot of years, and he's still playing well. We'd love to have him, particularly in the, you know, the crisis we've got in that position at the moment this year.
Bruce, can you just force him to play?
No.
Oh.
Well, you sure?
Hold on. In any organisation, the chairman sits at the top and the coach is one of your underlings.
Well, he's contracted to the Melbourne Storm, which is part of the NRL, of which the Queensland Rugby League is a member.
No.
That's how they get you.
I mean, you have to put the squeeze on Kevin Walters. Like, he gets paid by the QRL. You need to tell him, give him some help.
I don't think anyone's arguing that Cameron Smith would be a great asset to the Queensland side, and I know that because we have a number of Storm players in the actual Maroon setup, Kevin obviously regularly talks to Cameron about how the form of the players are, and I'm sure that he, being as shrewd as he is, he wouldn't miss the opportunity to encourage Cameron to play.
Did everyone hear what Bruce just said? As shrewd as Kevin Walters is. Now, Bruce, is it possible that Kevy is going to pick Cam and he just doesn't want to tell New South Wales and Brad Fittler?
Well, apparently Gus Gould's already suggested that he's under no illusions that Cameron will play for Queensland. As usual, he knows more than everyone else, so we'll see what happens.
So, I mean, if you can't make him, can you incentivise him? Like, is there anything that we can offer? You know, does Barb want to come on a Queensland holiday with the kids?
Crowdfund Cam Smith, give him a bit of extra.
Oh, I think we could make him premier, couldn't we?
Bloody oath.
Everything humanly possible to get him here, but certainly I'd have no qualms about trying to offer him something that would make him reconsider. But ultimately, he would, as he used to do, he would always come forward and he'd always deliver. So you wouldn't want to change that magic anyhow.
All right, it's going to happen again. We all know that. Bruce, thanks for confirming what we already knew.
On you, Bruce.
Cheers,
thanks,
mate. QRL chairman.
Yes, indeed. And you can sign the petition right now. Triple M Brisbane Facebook page. Get your name on there because we do have to lodge it into Parliament soon. We are actually doing that. It is the Big Breakfast on Brisbane's Triple M.
Hey, I noticed something came through on my feed yesterday or the day before, and I'd like to bring it up. It was about that guy. He's got about 6,000 Twitter followers in the States and just innocently asked the question whether people wash their legs in the shower. And I went...
Well, of course they do.
No, and that's what has happened. Yeah. Apparently it went viral on the internet and people were going, no.
What do you mean you don't wash your legs?
Not every day.
Yeah. What?
Well, some days they don't do all that. And this is what this guy got people like you attacking him going, oh, what's wrong? Your cleanliness hygiene, your hygiene regimen leads a lot to be desired.
Yeah, well, this is blowing my mind.
So do you just scrub head to toe?
Pretty much.
Do you get in there like a car wash?
You go to your face, you go to your armpits, chest a bit, and then do the genitals and backside, and then you're... Some days you just look at your legs and go, you haven't done much today, boys.
Yeah.
And all the soap and stuff's running down them, so you know they're sorted.
What about your feet and your toes?
Oh, you just rub them on over each other.
Oh, gross.
Some days you look down and you go, geez, my legs are dirty, and you give them a workover.
No, I don't understand what you're talking about. If you're getting in the shower, you wash everything.
No, but
your
they're
legs
getting
are
self-washing.
Yes.
You wash your calves every day.
Do you?
Yes.
That is insane.
Behind your knees?
Yes.
What, you touch behind your knees every day?
Yes.
That's weird.
Wow.
I don't think
what
I ever have.
Wow.
I don't know what's there.
That's just a waste of time.
Why?
That's like the Lego masters of your body.
You wear shorts every single day. Yeah. That is the part of your body that is exposed to the elements, and you don't wash it.
Some days I'll just have a swim in summer and that'll do me.
Okay. Mm.
And then I'll hose.
How do the bubbles go in the pool?
Throw the hose
like an elephant.
No. Let's not. Don't go down to the base.
Right, this is
you're
funny.
Better than being base.
Okay. So what do you?
Seriously. Let's do our audience. Like they've done the internet, and it was divided. There were so many people. That's why I felt strong enough to mention this. And I'm glad that you've.
I reckon a lot of women will wash their legs, partly because if you shave your legs, that requires you to wash them.
That's not how often do you shave your legs? In winter, you let it go in winter,
no,
don't you?
Well, not really.
I bet you there's a lot of girls will not wash their legs even. It's not just a... Well, let's check.
All right, Marto washes himself like an outside animal. How do you wash yourself? 1-3-3-5-3.
Don't go low.
Do you wash your legs? Where are we saying? Are we saying from the knee down?
Groin down. Is that about the end of it? It's once a week, probably. You just do your legs properly, give them a serious workover.
No exfoliating. No.
Blokes don't exfoliate. Mm.
Well, they should.
Do you wash your legs, Marto? You don't.
Well, I wasn't. Not every day. I reckon once a week I do because you just let the soap and stuff go down after you've done your upper body and your groin and stuff and it just goes.
What about between your toes? You're a tradie. Like you have your feet in socks and boots. And
you can scrub, rub one foot over the other and do all that and the other one as the soap's going down. Yeah, well, you sort all that out. I always dry my toes every day.
Oh, don't wash them, but make sure they're dry. Mm-hmm. Matt,
Robin, see, high and mighty, you sit up in your tower and look down at people, and this is what real people are doing. They're not wasting their time washing their legs.
Let's
check.
Wow. Matt of Griffin, what do you reckon? Do you leg wash?
Once a week, same as Marty, I reckon. I let gravity take that situation. The soap runs down and the water wash it off. But I've got another thing for you.
Okay.
How often would you change your towel? I'll probably go maybe two, three days. I'll hang it up to dry. Yeah, dry it 2-3 days, then I'll change it. That's probably another thing too.
I'll rotate two over a week, Matt.
Yeah, well, my son pretty much every time. Yeah, there's 400 of them in his bedroom.
Matt's looking for guidance from High and Mighty. Come on, keep together here. Hand down a judgment. Is Matt okay with the towel every 3 days?
Yeah.
Well done, Matt.
I'm okay with Matt. Matt, well done. And the leg washing, come on, dude. Lift your game, please.
Matt. Why the towel only? You're just drying off a clean body.
Yeah, but, you know, like, I get, no, mm-mm. Rebecca of Capalabar, tell me about leg washing. How often do you do it?
I had actually never thought about the whole leg washing issue until I broke my leg last year and couldn't reach it anymore.
What did you do? Did you have to drop? What did you do?
I had a disagreement with an oil patch on my motorbike. So, actually tore all the ligaments in my knee and everything and still can't properly reach my foot, which is
Were you in plaster or a boot?
No, I had a ROM brace, so thigh to ankle brace. Was in that for 4 months.
Okay.
And you're not able to drive and all sorts of fun things and not able to reach my foot and wash my leg.
All right. Well, you've done the research. What did it mean that you couldn't? Did it change your life?
Oh, it hurt my head every day so much. Like I never felt clean and it was gross and I hated it.
I hear your pain. Rag of Launton, tell us about leg washing.
Yeah, look, I must go up to my knees. And then I just say, well, Marto says, you know, your son runs through it.
Okay.
Are you underwater now, Craig?
I can't understand you, Craig. Your phone is really terrible.
All of them still in the shower.
We're a Croatian radio station. Are they any English people around?
Just down to the knees.
Yeah.
That's a very odd one.
That's about right.
That's weird. Madonna,
right.
Abzilmia, what do you reckon about leg washing?
Absolutely. We need to wash the whole of our body every single day.
Wow, all right.
Yay, yeah. Madonna.
As for the exfoliating, Robin... If you have skin, and anyone who has skin should exfoliate because it's just dead skin otherwise. Oh. And that's what is dry.
Way to divide the listeners, anyone who has skin.
Madonna, what happens, Robin, you might be able to tell me if Madonna's still there. If not still there, well, what happens if you, how often do you do this exfoliating stuff?
Madonna?
Once a week when I shave my legs, I do my whole body.
I'm with you, sister. Okay.
What, with one of those gloves?
Yeah, you can use a glove. You can use, you know, a little sponge.
Mate, you got tradies' hands, Marta. They are exfoliating gloves, just your actual hands.
The results are in for what is now my favourite phoner of all time. Do you wash your legs? 80% of callers saying, wash your legs, you animal.
Yes! Okay, Miss High and Marty is standing tall and proud.
Correct, apparently.
Standing tall on your clean legs.
Yeah, geez. Make a big difference.
Big breath.
Have a whiff of mine.
No, thank you. Triple M.
Guys, as you know, my husband has got a chronic illness, and at the moment, it's not always, but at the moment, he's in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
So last night he had a procedure and he came home and it was right up and down his spine and around his chest.
Ugh.
And anyone who has dealt with pain for a long period of time knows that it's really important to try and find the funny in laugh.
Do you want one of our listeners to send in some painkillers?
Well, no, we've got ample painkillers.
Are you able to do that?
No.
Oxys, anyone?
I'm sure some of our listeners would be growing some painkillers.
Yeah, no. Okay. Whatever painkillers you've got, we've tried. Okay. In fact, the one he's on at the moment has to be approved by the health department. That's how potent it is.
Oh, wow.
So, but often what happens is that certainly after procedure, it can take some time for the painkillers to kick in because you up them after things have gone on. So this was the situation that we were dealing with last night, and I'm kind of used to it because it's been going on for a while. So often I'll try and make him laugh because the natural endorphins that come out of laughing are super important. So we look through Netflix. We often go to Foxtel Comedy Channel, try and find something that just lightens the mood. Anyway, I found something last night that completely mortified me and he thought was hilarious. Very unexpected. Okay, so part of his treatment program is we're doing a lot of natural juicing.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday I succumbed to a rather dodgy batch of beetroot juice, which I took in the morning. By the afternoon...
I don't think there's any good batches, to be fair.
It's not all.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen what it does to you? And
Oh, yeah.
We're aware of that.
So, okay, by the afternoon and evening, I was a bit windy.
Yeah.
Anyway, at one point he'd shifted and I needed to get him a new ice pack. So I jumped off to bed.
Yeah. Which is a big call in the middle of a juice cleanse, moving quick at any point.
Okay, so here's my point. For the first time in our relationship ever... I let one rip.
Oh, yeah?
First time ever.
I've never done. Look, it's even embarrassing now.
Yeah.
I've never farted in front of my husband, not ever, and I never wanted to.
That's the true test.
So my question is, there are two things, because he literally was falling off the bed.
Oh, yeah. Like he thought it was tremendous.
He thought it was like, if that's all I'd known I'd had to do months ago,
do you think or any female? Because otherwise he should go and sit in the back of any yoga class around the joint. And females are letting them go all over the joint. It's unbelievable. Oh, sorry.
This is my point. It embarrasses me. I've never done it in front of my partner, ever.
Never farted in front of your partner.
It's
exclusively what I do in front of my partner.
You don't talk to her.
No.
You
just, I just try and get it out. The weird Morse code type thing. too many partners, Nick. Yeah.
Do you walk into a room to do it? Because that's what my kids do.
They chase you.
Yeah, they chase you.
That's
and my second question is, why is it so funny?
Oh,
why
farts are hilarious.
So funny?
Hold on. If it kills pain, if you can soothe pain with your farts, this is master. This is a fortune. Can you start bottling them?
What sort of fart was it?
I don't know. It was
a beetroot juice cleanse. which is really the best case scenario out of all.
Short Sharpie, shrill or deep baritone? Yeah.
No, it went for a long time.
I'll tell you how, the valleys like Echo?
I'll tell you how to get him next time, Rob. You say, all you say, I get my wife every time. She forgets I make this same joke every time. Yeah. I'll go, oh, Luch, what was that? Like I pretend there's a break-in or something. What was that? And she'll be quiet. You just let it quiet for a few seconds, then fart.
I am not going to do
that. Nothing better.
I am still, like, even just talking about it just makes me want to hide under the table. Like, I'm just, it's so humiliating.
Well, we finally got you to do karaoke in here one day. Hopefully we can get you to fart in studio this week.
Into the mic.
You made sure you said, can you smell petrol? You know, that trick as a boy, that's our favourite thing. Is that petrol?
Okay. It's a big breakfast.
I'm glad I brought it up.
Triple M.
Triple M's big breakfast.
So yesterday we were talking about Zach, who rang through at around 4 a.m. to talk to our overnight guy, Luke Boner. Zach is a swinger, and he told Luke all about it.
Last time I called, I was talking about Star Wars Day at the Swingers Club. But yeah, my father had a few questions after they replayed it in the morning. He asked me about my lightsaber. The club I was talking about at the time was Taboo 22. Great group there. They actually have their first birthday coming up for the masquerade night, so it should be an awesome time then. Yeah, if anybody wants to go and try it for the first time, it's the night that I'd recommend.
And Zach is still listening to The Big Breakfast. Good morning, Zach.
Zach.
Good morning. How are
you
all?
Oh, we get to speak to you live.
Zach, dude, it's not often I'm up this late.
Oh, hello, mate. I hope everything okay with the dad?
Yeah, everything's good. Luckily, Mum didn't find out.
All right, we'll keep it. Let's keep
that's
it that
a good
way.
Dad.
So, fathers and sons need a couple of secrets here and there.
You do. It's a bonding experience.
Did probably he ask the for the number?
Wanted,
you say bonding or bondage?
Now, Zach, you when you were speaking to Boner this morning, you talked about Club Taboo.
What is the place? The swingers place that we have featured, thanks to you. You said that they've had theme nights and they're celebrating their first anniversary. Where is it? What's it called?
So it's called Taboo 22, and it's out, I think it's Logan Home, just past the Hyperdome, Cairns Street.
Righto, they'll find it.
Yeah, it's reasonably local.
Yeah, and you're going this weekend?
Not this weekend. I do still have other life outside of there.
Yeah, into racing carnival.
Now, you weren't unhappy that we replayed. Were you thinking that you could ring Luke Boner and no one else would hear it? Or, sorry, were we okay? We weren't out of line?
The initial call, it was, I don't know, 3:30 in the morning, and I'm like, oh, nobody I know will hear this.
Yes. What time do you think we go to work?
Everyone I know goes to work at 8 o'clock in the morning. They're day job people.
So you obviously finish roadworks, etc., and then you have a sleep. So you wake up from the sleep and the people are gone, Zach, I didn't know you're a swinger.
I woke up to a few messages on Facebook and a couple of the groups that I'm in on Facebook, they were all like, was that guy talking about Taboo? And I'm like, yep. No.
But is that good? Are they happy that you're getting away the free plug?
Oh, they thought it was great.
Yeah, I bet.
Like,
going to get some more members there.
Not just for them specifically, but swingers clubs in general.
Yeah.
Like it's not a fishbowl where you have to go play. They've got, you know, there is a social aspect instead of just going and screwing your brains out.
All right, so what's your next event?
The masquerade party.
Yep.
Yeah, nice.
Pay attention.
Sorry, mate.
You'll be in the VIP orgy room. Will you be in the VIP orgy room that night? Oh, it's you, Zach. Come on in.
Yeah, well.
Why not?
Yes.
He's backed himself.
Anything else you wanted to touch on this morning, Zach? I mean, you've covered roadworks, NBN, baseball bats, swinging with Luke Boner. Anything else you want to bring to the table you didn't get time for?
No, I just want to defend myself there. My 4 points took less than some other people who had won.
Oh, no. Mate.
Give me some credit. I did it quick.
Do you have a sports story? Because you do seem like a newspaper. You've got all the serious stuff up front, adult section in the middle, and on some sports. Any death notices?
Sports is the one thing that I don't cover.
That's all right. We've got to
stay active enough, mate.
Thanks,
Zach. Keep your ears out, and I'll touch up on some sports.
All right, we're going to wrap you up now. Thanks, Zach.
Thanks,
all
right. Zach.
Cheers,
bye.
Mate.
Have a good one. Bye.
See you later, Dad.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, Triple M's Big Breakfast, Marto, Robin and Nick Cody. Some showers about today, top of 24 degrees.
I want to talk about Ivan Milat because if you saw yesterday, a convicted serial killer, he's been moved from Goulburn Correctional Centre to a Sydney hospital in a high security operation.
I bet.
Yeah, like he's 74 years old now. He's been moved to the Prince of Wales Hospital in Randwick and it is understood he is undergoing diagnostic scanning.
What does that mean?
I don't know. So he's having scans for something.
MRIs.
There's clearly
and stuff.
A problem. And they, anyway, they've had to, it's been a complete military operation, as you would understand. He, you know, he murdered 7 people, including 5 foreign backpackers. He's, you know, on a continuous life sentence.
Yeah.
But I guess when I saw this and I saw the amount of planning that went into getting him into the hospital, and I don't think we'll ever be able to find this out, but, you know, have you seen hospital waiting lists? Like, have you seen in the public system how many people are forced to wait for scans and procedures?
They talk 8 months, 3 months, 5 months for all those sorts of different things. You cannot get to see a doctor.
Well, it says here, Category 1 is where admission is desirable, then you should do it within 30 days. Category 2, where admission is desirable, but you can wait. It's not urgent. 90 days.
Oh. So desirable's 30 days.
Yeah, yeah. And Category 3, where admission is desirable within 12 months, so non-urgent. So they're the things that everyday Australians are putting up with if they need to get some sort of scanning procedure.
So he's pushed to the head of the queue, or he's got private health.
As if he's got private
health. Let's discard that.
But okay. I just, you know, I mean, I'm not going to stand here. Of course, he deserves the rights. He's a human being that lives within our society and based on Western, how we treat our prisoners and so on. But I just sit there and I think, really?
You know what, though? I think he should get it for free and he should be treated like another citizen. But while he's under, you put in some fake breasts just for a laugh.
Oh, my God. And then send him back
to Botox.
The men's supermax prison.
Okay, you can't use him as a guinea pig.
That's exactly
why
what you do.
Can't we?
Really?
Well, capital punishment went out. The last bloke was hanged in 1969 in Australia, so that's not applicable. But this guy's a terrible, terrible human being.
Yeah. I mean, United Nations would have something to say about
that. Wonder what happens
that.
If we gave this pill to a
Make
human.
Make him all pretty.
Hey, here's Ivan. Let's try it.
Yeah.
And that's not capital punishment. That's furthering medicine, I think you call that.
What, use him as a human guinea pig?
Well, yeah.
Turn him into Ivan Milips. Have a look how big my lips are. I'm juicy.
You're very keen on this sex change thing, aren't you?
All in favour for Ivan's breasts, say I. The ice
double
habit.
C for
big
me.
Breakfast on Brisbane's Triple M.
No, Robin, you've said, watch Lego Masters. Everyone in Australia is, or 1.2 million people are.
Yeah, yeah, hugely successful.
That means 23.8 million Australians aren't watching Lego Masters, and I'd rather be in that camp every single night.
Except
until last night.
Grand final.
Kath grabbed dinner and she sat on the lounge. I was working outside doing some building stuff, doing a quote for something, and I could hear it.
Oh, finally, it got to you. It got to you.
What could you hear?
You.
It got a click of Legos? What can you hear on the show?
See, what I normally watch is footy. I could have gone to the library and got equal entertainment last night. Now, this is the style, listen to what they're building.
I'm so happy that I've got Poseidon's head finished. I feel as though I've been working on this forever. Those eyes are glowing.
Mate, you've done an amazing job.
Oh, you too, mate.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, wow. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, the angel wings on the beard and the little shell things as the mutton chops. It was really cool.
Everyone seemed very friendly to each other, which doesn't happen in the cooking shows, doesn't happen on the block. And what this is a pretend mini block, I suppose, as people building pretend
things.
Little stuff out of pieces of little plastic and it's so cute. who the hell? You told me yesterday there was some bloke called the Brick Man.
Yes.
Saw him, but who is this woman here?
What's giving you design tingles?
I think for me, they're just really nailing how to sculpt with Lego bricks. You know, that wave coming through is really exciting. But it's crucial that they get that serpent built because that is the tension. That is what's going to add the whole epicness for me.
Serpent?
Epicness.
Yeah.
Do you want to know who she was?
What was that? What was she? Okay, is she a Lego expert?
She is Another Lego one. Friends Senior Design Manager, Frenella Charity from Denmark.
Okie dokie.
Mm-hmm. That's who she is. That's where Lego comes.
What was her job title again? Sorry, I just love hearing made up things.
Yep, Lego Friends Senior Design Manager.
Lego Friends. Wow. So not the actual organisation, just Friends of Lego. All right. Now, I know what the show's about, though, because Kath said a couple of times, come and have a look at this. So they've sucked my wife in.
Well done, Kath.
These people are, what do we call them? Nerds, I guess is one term. They because of the pressure of the final, they were twitching, their twitching meticulousness, I would say. God, that's a tough word to say. They're edgy. They're not quite normal. I don't deal with a lot of these people in my life, I don't think.
A few Red Bulls, you reckon?
A few Red Bulls. No, not Red Bulls, just their personality. And I know what the show's all about. Hamish Blake, one of the greats of radio and television, what he's doing, he's hanging out with nerds.
Yeah.
And taking the piss out of them without them realising it's a form of bullying. So he finally, Hamish Blake is so popular that he has dragged this show with nerds and he has proven that Andy Lee, his former partner, was a hoax, that he could go, he could still be popular with these people dragging behind him. It was quite spectacular.
And that is what you've taken out of Lego Master, not the fact that these blokes spent 28 hours creating their fantasy things. We had Poseidon.
28 hours. People say you waste more time watching footy. And here's some of the final moments. This is huge Australian TV drama.
I've spent literally 23 hours on Poseidon. You know, all the gears are holding up. It looks amazing.
From here, it looks awesome to me.
I'm feeling $1 million. It looks so good.
Like a rock, mate. Like a rock.
Yeah, dude.
Good on him.
He's looking boss. I'm so happy that I've got Poseidon in place, but I've got to get the serpent done now. If we have that sea serpent, the story bombs.
Oh, my heart's racing.
Day one.
Yeah, they did.
Day one, $100,000.
Yes, they
and
did.
And the biggest shock of the night was they said, what are you going to do with your money?
Don't say buy Lego.
No, they were both married. Both of them had wives. They both said, I'm giving all of it to my wife.
That's insane.
They can't be trusted with money, as you say.
If you don't know, Poseidon is actually god of the seas.
Yes.
And Lego, if you don't know, is actually god of the virgins.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Okay, so last night on Interview with Andrew Denton, which is on at 9 p.m. on Channel 7, comedy greats, and he's had some amazing people in the past. He had Angry Anderson and his daughter talking. I really enjoy it. You can lie in bed and just learn some stuff. Anyway, last night he had Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Great.
So for those that don't know, if you've ever seen Three Amigos, Father of the Bride 1 and 2, just legendary comedic guys. And they're really good friends and they've worked together for a number of decades.
Oh, so they're good mates, eh?
Yeah, they're really good mates. So we found out last night that they also hang out with a lot of other famous actors and comedians doing unusual things. Now, I'm going to play you a little bit of audio from the show last night and I want you to guess why they were having this party. It is not a normal reason. But here we go.
We thought it would be much more fun if we all did it together. There was Marty, me, Tom Hanks, and Walter Parks, and they came to my house, and we were going to have a poker game and watch a film while we all drink the fluids, you know.
You had it catered?
Yes.
I mean,
we had the party catered.
There was never four people at the table at one time, I know that.
See, but that's...
And the other thing that's odd, which is surprising given his wealth, is that Steve only has one bathroom in his house. So what's odd about one bathroom is that by about midnight, you go in there and it looks like day 14 of a carnival cruise.
Okay, so we know that they had a party with a whole lot of actors. Mm. They drank some unusual stuff.
Mm.
They had it catered.
This isn't more swinger chat.
No, it's not more swinger chat.
Vasectomy party?
No, but you're getting closer. Wow. Any other guesses?
Closer than vasectomy
and they needed,
party.
And it was relevant that there was only one toilet and it looked like a carnival cruise.
Okay.
Prostate exam party.
Nearly?
No, the colonoscopy, pre-colonoscopy party. Oh,
this
my God.
This is what it was.
Can you tell me about the colonoscopy parties?
Oh, yes. Now I'm completely over the anxiety of the colonoscopy.
Oh, no.
So they all got it done at the same time?
They all drank the stuff together.
No. Oh, we should do that.
Can you imagine Tom Hanks fighting with Martin Short or Steve Martin?
God. And I don't even want to talk about it. It is so disgraceful.
What a plug for Denton's show.
Yes. It's the end of the podcast. What do you know? So tune in tomorrow and catch the show. Triple M.